I can just be me, right? Oh, sorry.
That is the point. Hello and welcome to my first podcast. My name is Alex Cubis, and this is Alex Cubis is trying to have an honest conversation. There's a couple of reasons why I am doing this. It's mainly an experiment. And also maybe it's just me trying to be like Tim Ferriss. But basically, yeah, we're going to try and get to the nitty gritty for why people hold back in conversations. I'm going to be speaking with people from the world of entertainment generally. Today, I'm very lucky. My first guest is the incomparable Titus Macon Jr., Hollywood actor, star of Glee, Pretty Little Liars, NCIS, and many other things. Titus, how are you?
Hey.
First question that I pose to my guests, finish these phrases.
Okay.
I think, I feel, I need, and I want.
I think, wait, is it like literally in this moment right
yeah,
now?
Right in this moment right now, don't hold back, you need to be as honest as possible.
I think I'm confused. What's the other one?
I think, I feel, I need, I want.
I feel extremely hungry.
I need.
I need some employment.
And I want.
And I want employment.
Okay. Interesting that need and want are both the same thing for you. So there's a couple of reasons why, well, not a couple of reasons, but the main reasons for why I pose that question first is because people generally say that I'm fine or good when people ask, like, how are you in everyday conversation? And I think that limits communication and reduces everything to generic territory, which isn't very interesting. And we were having a conversation the other day just on Facebook when it was clear, we'd only been talking for like 5 minutes and otherwise we're pretty good friends. But after a couple of minutes, it was clear that neither of us needed to be catching up or whatever. And you didn't respond to something. And I just said, okay, clearly you're not interested in, or you don't have anything, you don't have much else to say, and I want to go to bed. So let's just not continue, not pretend to continue this, having this conversation.
And my response, I was extremely shocked in the most pleasant way. Nobody's ever just honestly been like, hey, we're both not in this conversation right now. Let's just move on. Like, yeah. No hard feelings. We just both don't have anything to say. That would actually be a lot more helpful if more people did that, because sometimes you'd be on the phone. I'm not a phone person. Mm. And if you can just let's talk about what we need to talk about and get going, that'd be so helpful. I think I would
right?
cherish friendships more if there weren't like pointless conversations.
So tell me why, when you're having these conversations, even with people who are your good friends, why don't you like just literally say, right now, I feel like this is a little bit awkward. I feel like, conversation is not going to add much to my day.
No, it's extremely awkward because we live in 2017 where this is marketable. This is something that people actually value.
Well, okay, let me put the caveat first. I probably should have said this at the beginning of the podcast, and it's already nearly 3 minutes in. So for the five or maybe two viewers, listeners, sorry, who were listening at the start.
There's
maybe,
at least eight of you out there.
There's at least eight of you out there. Maybe there's now one or two. I think, didn't I tell you the other day that maybe like 5 years ago, I can't remember which organization did a study of our attention span, or maybe just in America. Obviously, I'm Australian, if you can't detect my accent. But the average attention span was, I think, detected at like 12 seconds. And then the same organization or a different major organization did a study maybe 2 years ago, so only 3 years later, and the attention span was down to 8 seconds. So we're already 4 minutes in and probably a lot of people have dropped off, and I'd be very shocked if more people would still be listening right now. Congratulations to whoever you are. Yeah, going back to the original question though,
mm-hmm.
Why do you hold back? Why don't you just say what's on your mind?
Oh, because I feel like it wouldn't be... I feel like everybody can't
you
handle
feel
it.
Or you think?
I think everybody won't be able to handle the harshness or the truth as well as I can. So we both ended up being people that can handle it. So when you were like, hey, I don't have anything else to say. And then I was like, oh, me either. Yeah, let's just cut this short. Like, it didn't offend me. Some people that would offend. And I don't know who gets offended by that. Like, some people are like,
but that's the thing. You just said,
why did you call? Like, why are we even like, and you're like, honestly, I wanted to talk. We did talk, and then we were done talking. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, sure. And I might, like, honestly, what I was going to say before you went into the statistics, was that my attention span is really short. And right. that's not something I'm proud of, actually. I have ADD, so it's not like...
Wait, not self-diagnosed there, right?
No,
ADHD, or you actually have ADD?
ADD. Oh. ADHD? No, not attention deficit hyper... whatever.
Activity disorder.
Yeah, not that. Straight up ADD. So, like, my attention span's already bad, and on top of that, phone conversations aren't that intriguing to me, so it's just bad.
So, wait, how do you, I don't understand, how do you act and maintain focus in a scene if you have ADD?
You've run lines with me before. I don't.
I don't understand. So, you've been on all of these TV shows and done these films. Exactly... how do you maintain focus in like a scene that maybe goes for 3 minutes, or even on when you're auditioning, you know, auditions can sometimes go for 10 minutes and you have to be in the character for that long.
Right. So the great thing about like, being on set, as you know, is that there's breaks. So you do a take and you break. Like my attention span isn't that bad. If I'm actually interested in what we're talking about, I can be present.
So be honest,
but I do need a break.
Be honest on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most interested. How interested are you in this conversation right now?
About a 4.
Really?
About a 4. Just because I know we can both handle that.
Wow.
But if you were somebody else, it's not good to lie, but just
so because even, you're not even at the pass. This conversation isn't even passing, really. Like, just, you know, if 50% is a pass, look at it that way.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Not well, personally 4 out of 10. Me, but keep in mind, just being real, whoever's listening out there, we do... these as actors, we do these same type of interviews or podcasts or conversations.
And you've done a few of them recently.
Exactly. So it's like your autopilot.
Right. Which is why I thought that you'd be an interesting first guest, but also it would be an interesting challenge for you if you could. You didn't give that answer in other podcasts that you've done recently. So therefore we may have just opened the floodgates. And the great thing about
this Alex Cubis podcast is that he does...
Hashtag Alex Cubis.
Hashtag Alex Cubis. He does draw an honesty out of you that you would typically be on autopilot for anybody else. Because...
Wait, are you saying this to the listeners or me
listeners,
right now?
Okay. To the listeners. And this is what's good about this. So if you're tuning in, I think that's something you can count on for future...
Podcast.
Recordings. Is that he does, like, even just making us say the honest truth is really helpful. Because most interviews you listen to, actors are like...
So generic.
So generic. Because they're on autopilot, they're doing this all the time and they just want to get through it, honestly.
Well, just to clarify, like even right now, I feel like you were maybe subconsciously, because you are an actor and inherently there's a salesmanship to that.
Mm-hmm.
You just did a marketing push right then and there. Like a pitch that I could use. Naturally. I could use a grab. You did it naturally, right?
Yeah.
Now, was that your... just trying to be nice and unconsciously make up for the fact that you somewhat insulted me because you gave the conversation a 4 out of 10 a minute ago? Or do you think that you genuinely thought, oh, wait, no, this is interesting because I don't have a medium in which I can be honest all the time?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay, so
it's
out of 10 right now, what's the conversation level interest?
Now it's a 7.
Oh!
This topic specifically.
Yeah, okay.
This feels like, oh, that is interesting. Like, now, because a part of me was like, oh, I feel bad for saying that. And then, the majority of me was like,
This is the point in the podcast interview. I don't want to escape having these thoughts. And then there's a risk with it because then it perpetuates this ADD, ADHD mentality where we all have short attention spans. I don't, but the thought crossed my mind and I figured that right now in the podcast, it'd be interesting for all those listeners out there, whoever you're sitting with, or even if you're on the train, just identify these 4 questions. I think, I feel, I need, I want. Use it as a means of starting a conversation, but be it completely honestly. And sometimes, you know, you might challenge yourself to answer these questions throughout the day. It can be pretty difficult identifying what your point of view is. And if you find that you're indifferent, maybe figure out why that is the case. Titus right now is recording, I suppose, or I assume, for his Instagram story. Yeah. Okay, cool. Going back to what you were saying before. And now he's taking a selfie. That's okay, though. There you go. Oh, okay.
He's looking at the Instagram post that I'm doing right now.
So meta. This is so meta.
What is meta?
Meta.
Meta? Is that like Australian?
Like, no, like aware. Like, you know what? Like meta theater, like it acknowledges itself.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like the movie Scream, they're very meta. because they acknowledge that they're in a movie in a way.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of your least favorite shows, don't be afraid of offending people.
I'm never really afraid of offending people.
Really? But you just said that you hold back sometimes in conversations when they're boring to you.
I'm not afraid of...
What are the consequences?
Yeah. I'm not afraid of offending. I'm afraid of being misunderstood, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what I'm going to say. You're probably not going to agree with because we have different values, views sure. as people. Yeah, but right. I don't want you to misunderstand where it's coming from. It's not coming from a hateful place.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like, I know most of the time you're probably offending somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, but I just want them to know that I have no negative intentions or harmful whatever
towards them. So can you answer that question? What was your least favorite shows or films?
Yeah. I just can, let me think.
Especially now, a very pertinent question given it's award season.
I'm honestly, this is not like a politically correct just answer, but I really am just like,
come on.
So easy with shows. Like, I'm an easy please.
What do you mean? Oh, you're pleased. You know what I mean? Like, oh, right. Well, that's not a very interesting
answer. I watch reality TV.
Right now, this conversation is probably out of four for me.
See?
Because the responses aren't that, they're not provocative. So really...
He's going to be known for like harsh podcast harsh, guy. But that's harsh, good because people will realities. Come to you because it's like harsh.
Okay. I think I feel I need, I want. Answer that question right now.
I think you're a little bit of a douche. I feel... Ooh,
no wonder I play them on TV so well.
I feel that I could...
Don't think about your answer. Actually, just say it. If you need to close your eyes.
I feel my knee.
Great. That's awesome.
I what is it?
I think I feel I need, I want.
I need some food and mm-hmm. I want a job.
Okay. So the want maintained the same. The need changed. Your thought was very different. And your feeling was totally different.
Yeah. But like a good douche, though. And this is not just to make you feel better. A
likable douche.
A likable douche. Like, okay. I would want to come on this podcast. backing it up.
There you go, in the salesmanship.
I would like to come on this podcast because of this. Like, there's a few shows that I watch.
Yeah.
Like Wendy Williams, for example. And she's always known for just being super real. And she's just like, no, I think that's absolutely stupid. Or like Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like, I like watching them because people, like, they everybody's have an human.
Uncompromised point of
even
view.
If you're a celebrity or an actor established,
yeah.
she treats you like
just a regular person.
And yeah. you're just like, you're just kind of boring me right now.
Yeah,
and
they're definitely. Just like, because they go onto these award shows, I mean, these talk shows, and they have the pre-prepared stories. Mm-hmm. But I can imagine that I would do the same thing, though. If I go to that level where I'm being interviewed by Conan O'Brien, I would want a funny story in my back pocket because I know that he would challenge me to do that. And it's a part of the game and part of the publicity machine and stuff to be entertaining and to be like meme worthy, right? Have you ever feel compelled to operate in that?
I honestly don't. I honestly trust my inner goof enough that I'm naturally going to do something stupid.
Okay, so pause. Mm-hmm. Right now, you just basically said that you're better than me.
I did.
I don't know. That's how I interpreted it. Listeners, maybe this is a time for you to put into the comments. Was the implication that he is just a better entertainer than me in that comment?
That's so funny.
Unintentionally so, though, but that's what I interpreted because I said, hey, I need like a script or something if I was to be on a talk show. And he was like, well, no, I trust myself that I'm just going to be naturally entertaining.
Yeah, my personality type. Like, yeah, I'm just kind of a talker anyway.
Basically, you're just a better person.
No.
He's
equating this to all types of things that aren't true. Like, literally, what I was saying was I don't want the pressure of having something memorized. Thing, it's like I would rather just go, and if I'm boring, I'm boring.
Obviously. Yeah.
And if I'm funny, I'm funny. So goof, because when I get awkward or uncomfortable, I typically do something stupid anyway.
Like
so
what?
That's enough worth of a meme.
Like what?
Hmm?
Like what? Like a stupid thing that you've done.
Like I make a sound or something. Like if they ask me something, I'm like, yes! You know what I mean? Or I'll be like,
right.
You know? So I'll just do something when I'm uncomfortable or bored anyway, and it like typically will bring the energy back up.
If there's one thing that you could teach our listeners for how they could be more honest in their everyday life.
Sinners. We all are sinners. That's
listeners.
True. Oh.
We could get into a conversation about spirituality, but maybe we're running out of time. Yeah, I think I feel I need, I want. Answer that right now.
I think I'm a little like confused.
Okay, going back to the original thought. Interesting.
I feel hungry.
Hunger still stays the same. If you haven't solved the feeling.
I need food.
Yeah.
And I want better answers.
Better answers for yourself or better answers for me?
For me to give.
Okay, because you're operating in a medium where people might be listening, for the two or three people who are still listening, you feel implying some pressure.
That I'm a boring...
Not at all.
...co-person.
Not at all. Do you feel that because
now,
you know...
Now, listeners, take this moment right now and type in, do you think that Alex is suggesting that I am a boring guest?
Not at all.
Or do you think that he was just purely saying...
What?
What you were saying.
Do you think that because you knew, knowing that this is a podcast, it subconsciously affected your answers? That you didn't go like totally honest and maybe you didn't inject as much as yourself or open up as much of yourself as you could have?
Yeah, I feel quite naturally if you're being watched or listened to.
Sure.
You kind of self-edit. But at the same time...
What's in your mind right now? What would you rather be doing than being in a podcast?
Honestly, just getting food.
Right.
That's literally it.
Sure.
I mean, naturally, I'm thinking about like the next thing I'm going to do after this. So I was like, I'm going to do some music stuff. So
you got to be present, man. You got to be in the moment.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's hard to do that.
It is hard to do that, especially if you have the pains of hunger. Have you ever listened to Howard Stern?
Now, let me tell you something. Not really my cup of tea.
Interesting.
Now, I appreciate...
This is a great point then for you to be
funny.
Honest. Yeah,
he's
great.
Funny.
Mm.
Now, I used... Because he used to have a show that would come on really late.
Yeah.
And I didn't really agree value morally with a lot of the stuff he would like have the women do on the show. Granted, they chose to be on the show.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm not faulting him because these women signed up to be on the show.
Yeah.
But... It just wasn't for me. And I was like, I don't really like that that's what we're putting in society and like people celebrating that. So I checked out. But I do like some of the stuff he says on X Factor.
I was having a conversation with a person.
X Factor or America's Got Talent?
Person in a group last night. I went out last night and a person in the group, I think Amy Schumer came up in conversation. And he just said that, her humor isn't for me. And I was like, why? And he was like, whatever she... whatever she talks about, like, I just don't like it when girls talk that way or something. And then he referred to, I think, a male comedian who has the same sense of humor. And I held back and I didn't say, dude, I wonder if that's something of a contradiction, the fact that, or maybe somewhat sexist for the way that you don't find Amy Schumer's humor appealing, even though it's like her owning her vulgarity, but you think it's appropriate when a guy does it. Is that sexist?
100%.
Yeah.
I think...
And I didn't call him out on it though, because first of all, I couldn't be bothered because there's like a lot of effort to engage in that point of view. And
I mean, and that's just coming to the bare truth that people have different opinions.
I was surprised though that he didn't acknowledge the maybe
like some
nearing
people,
hypocrisy.
Now, let me be real, real. Mm. I don't know. This is not Alex's favorite topic, but... Honestly, it goes back to that even with like flatulence. Like realistically, like I'm such like a person who's like
to clarify, I don't think toilet humor is the best kind of humor, but anyway.
Right. So to me, I'm like, a girl's a human, like what do you expect her to do? Like, why is it okay that we're like, yeah, man, and we're like belching and farting? And as soon as a girl does it, we're like super confused.
No, that's the thing though, I do find it funny when girls do it.
Oh, interesting.
Because it's surprising.
Okay.
And maybe,
so the point I'm making with that is people who don't feel that way,
like,
it's like, what are the poor girl supposed to do? Like, she can never poop or pee, or, I mean, anything, because she's like
that.
So terrified
no.
that she's a human being. So, going back to Amy Schumer, I'm like, I love Amy Schumer.
Yeah,
I think she's vulgar, but I also will dodge her vulgarity like I would a guy.
You would? Oh, okay.
Like if I'm like, ooh, this is too much, and I'll turn it off just like I would a guy.
The thing is though, she explains that her stories isn't a reflection of what she lives day to day. In fact, they're just like isolated incidents from a couple of stories over her 35 years.
Most comedians or stand-up comedians especially have to kind of stretch.
They're magnifying and and so it might give the impression
which
that
is
she
a very
lives
this is
way.
A talent of its own because that's hard to do. I've tried and it's hard to, one,
because you're like adopting a persona.
Exactly. Yeah. Remembering all your stories, but yet stretching them and making them even funnier than like repeating them funnier than that you experienced it. That's really so hard.
Therefore, are comedians honest, or are they just putting on an act?
Both. I think they're extremely honest to where it's entertaining. Right. Like, and it's like, and that's something that a lot of entertainers aren't capable of doing because they have like a set, like little boundary field of what it is to be.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, I think I feel I need, I want.
You keep saying I'm out of order.
I think I feel I need, I want.
No, you don't. That's just me.
Yeah.
I think
ADD.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I feel.
You think you're tired? That's a physical thing.
No.
You don't know whether or not you're tired? That's odd.
Really? I don't know if it's like my eyes are just dry or if I'm like, didn't get enough sleep. Mm,
okay.
I feel done.
Okay. Yep.
And I need and want food.
Yeah, okay. Both need and want are the same thing. Interesting. Listeners, is it the same thing for you? Good place to wrap up. Thank you to Titus Macon Jr., everyone, for being my first guest. This interview
makes me sound like a douche.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I feel like this interview makes me sound like
a douche. Makes you sound like a douche? Yeah. No, not at all. I think that the idea is that basically when people are encouraged to be honest, maybe that inner douche just comes alive, or maybe
we all need to stop being so sensitive. Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, that's just, you should celebrate the fact that I'm able to be honest and not lying to all y'all, acting like I'm living on roses and fairy dust.
Yeah,
I'm pissed. I would love to have a job and a burger.
Although that just means that I might be encouraging behavior which focuses on complaining, which isn't actually productive. So there's got to be a balance, right? I guess that's to be figured out on this journey of this podcast. The consequences of honesty, how to be honest, and maybe that it can benefit more than hinder us. But that complaining thought is something to be discussed next time. Titus, unfortunately, won't be joining us. Maybe someone else will. Maybe he'll pop up in the future.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll speak to you next time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.